September 13th, 2005. It's a Tuesday, and this is Radio Zoom.
This is Morgan Freeman, and I, like all of you, have been shocked and humbled by the damage and heartbreak in the Gulf Coast area. The American Red Cross is in action throughout the area, and they need your support to get food, shelter, counseling, and other assistance to where it is most needed. Help victims of Hurricane Katrina and thousands of other disasters across the country each year. Call 1-800-HELP-NOW or visit redcross.org. Your donation provides hope, and hope is more powerful than a hurricane.
Brought to you by the American Red Cross, the Ad Council, and this...
Well, not exactly this station, but this podcast... wonderful help of the Red Cross. Now, one second here. Let's see if it's going to ruin. There we go. Turn that down. There we go. That's much happier. I had to plug in my... What is this? The iMate? I don't know. I have one of those little... Basically, all it is a USB knob. And that's how I can control the level of my bed music. Go up, I go down, up, down. I'm a geek. Anyhow, another edition of Radio Zoom running out to you on this evening. Yes, 1-800-HELP-NOW, redcross.org, or however you want to make your donation contribution to help out those victims down in Louisiana, because they need it. And as with what I said when the tsunami hit in Indonesia, you never know when it might be your time. So definitely contribute and help them out. Right now, let's go ahead and play you a track from Mates of State, because I really like them. The song's called Along for the Ride, and this is Radio Zoom.
Boxes come high, no order, no mind. I'll save the world.
Just can't direct. Don't try.
off the All Day EP that was Mates of State with the song Along for the Ride. It's a husband and wife duo, and I'm not going to say where they're from because I seem to always get it wrong. Anyway, if you want to find out more information about them, which you should, matesofstate.com, and you can pick up that album, as well as they have released a DVD titled Two of Us. It's kind of cool. Definitely go check that out. And I think, let's see if this will crash everything. Yeah, I just pulled up their tour dates here, and they're on a mad, mad tour. They will be passing through Iowa on the 28th in Ames at the Maintenance Shop. The Maintenance Shop is a pretty decent place from what I understand. Never been there, but missed lots of shows that I wish I could have seen. But yeah, they're on definitely on a quite the tour. September 23rd, if you're in the Austin, Texas area, which is a great town for music, but they are going to be playing the Austin City Limits Festival. And you want to know how great of a place it is for music, listed on their website. They'll be playing with Coldplay, Oasis, Wilco, Death Cab for Cutie, Block Party, Arcade Fire, etc. Definitely a great place to go see. And actually, the same day, same night, they're going to be playing at Emo's, which I've been there. I saw, Emo's outside, and I saw Shiner, and then I think I also saw, well, actually, I went to go see who I thought was Death Cab for Cutie, because I was supposed to meet people there, and it ended up being The Promise Ring, and I was kind of intoxicated and thought I was seeing Death Cab for Cutie and all that fun stuff, but anyway, Emo's on the 23rd, you can see Mates of State play there with M83 and The Double, but I would love to see M83, even though I think Pontiac or Cadillac is starting to use one of their songs in one of their commercials, which works, but I don't like it. I don't like them using music I like in their commercials. Kind of bugs me. I'm going to play you this next song really quick because this is from Iowa. It's Iowa-based, made music, and I emailed Mark Rushton, markrushton.com. How about I spell that? markrushton.com. He emailed me a while ago, back when I was on my little hiatus, and, you know, I'm from Iowa. He does a podcast as well, I haven't listened to much of them, but seems like he podcasts his music, and if he's making it, why not? Podcast your own stuff. But he emailed me about podcasting his music, because he's a fellow Iowan, and I checked it out the other night, and I was dumbfounded, because I really dig music like this every great once in a while. I don't really want to sum it up too much because I haven't kind of listened to enough of it, but the track that really caught me is the one I'm going to play right now, and it's called, let's just play the song, and I'll say a few more things about Mark Rushton, but I really, really dig this. It's called It's Time to Get Green. It's kind of lo-fi, electronica, trip-hop, down-tempo. Check this out. Radio Zoom. Yeah. Rushton. MarkRushton.com. If you like that track, he's got more you can download, including that one. It's called It's Time to Get Green. And like I said, he emailed me and he wanted me to play some of his stuff. And I always appreciate that when people do. And I'll admit, there's been some people that have emailed me that I've kind of chose not to. But for the most part, I've played a lot of people that have emailed me. And if you want to do that, radiozoom@gmail.com. But then also, he emailed me at my usual address, john@audihertz.net, either or work. But if you want to send me stuff directly, please do the radiozoom@gmail.com, and that would be outstanding to play some of your stuff. And if I click on some of his links here, you can also check out his podcast, which is a lot of different things that I just haven't gotten around to listening to yet, but a lot of ambient type stuff. So check that out. MarkRushton.com. Very good. Very enjoyable. This is Radio Zoom, and being that I can't seem to watch the Cubs game tonight because it's not on one of my carried networks. Yeah, that's right. I like the Cubs. I like baseball. And I'm not going to tell you exactly how or why I like baseball. I just do. And I'm not going to get into the whole argument of why you should like baseball or whatever. You like what you like. I'll like what I like. Even though they're not the best recorded team in the world, I enjoy them. I grew up watching them. And I have to say, I am a faithful Cubs fan. I'm a faithful baseball fan, to be exact. I don't know. So sue me. But when summer comes around, there's just nothing like kicking back and just watching a baseball game, because it allows you to be lazy with little spurts of fun stuff going on, field, baseball, bat thing. So I'm not going to give you the whole crack of the wood and blah, 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 all that stuff. I like it. It's good stuff. Keep on rolling here with other good stuff, though. I wanted to play you this track by the No Twist, or is it the Notwist, or how do you pronounce it? Notwist? The No Twist is how I say it. NoTwist.com. And this is a really good track off of their album, Neon Golden. Pilot. Radio Zoom.
Tell you things of doom.
We call it the No Twist. NOTYIST.com. NoTwist.com. And, man, they're on a mad tour right now. Well, not as mad as probably what I make it out to be, but as of now, up until the first week of October, they're all over. Toronto, Montreal, New Haven, Connecticut, Boston, New York, Philadelphia, Washington, Detroit, Chicago, Minneapolis, Seattle, Portland, Eugene, San Francisco, Los Angeles. Now, why all of a sudden do they go from the East Coast all the way out to the West Coast? Well, it's because the last two dates, which are listed right now as October 5th and 6th, they'll be in Tokyo, and then they'll be in Kyoto. So, yeah, the No Twist, definitely wandering around the world, not just the nation, in terms of being on tour right now. And all shows in Canada and the USA are with Boy in Static. Good stuff. And that was off their album Neon Gold, or Neon Golden, my bad. And yeah, it's a really good album. If you like that song, definitely check out the rest of their tracks. It's really good stuff. Really good stuff. Let's see, today's the 13th. Yeah, it was yesterday. I was just thinking about this as I was sitting here listening to that song. That's one thing I enjoy about doing live podcasts, live with the quotation mark fingers, that I can sit here and I can listen to this music as I do it, you know, in a very linear manner, excuse me, and it allows me to sit between songs and figure out, you know, well, actually, it isn't as much as figuring out what I'm going to say. It just allows me to put thought together, and I think about different things that I'm going to say. So it's really off the cuff. And I was just thinking about at work. Yes, I know I work for a public radio station, but you know what? I listen to some various podcasts, and I've been picking up on a lot of the technical podcasts, just, you know, tech news, just because it's good for me to know as the resident IT guy, token young guy, to just be aware of what's going on out there in the world of technology, viruses, you know, servers, new hardware, new software, stuff like that. But then I also listen to WOXY.com. And the other day I just happened to check in. I don't necessarily go to the website that often because I just kind of put it in the background and I listen to stuff and as I work and just kind of listen to it low level because you don't want to let the programming directors or the general manager know that you're not listening to the station. When you are, it's just everything's kind of in the background. Anyway, I went to the website and I just missed Troubled Hubble playing a live set at the WOXY studios, which I do believe are still located in Cincinnati. But they did an acoustic little in-studio session. I don't know how many songs they played, but I missed it by just a few hours. And that was the first time that I had caught wind of it, and I'm still kicking myself for that one. So that was interesting that Troubled Hubble is wandering around the nation as well as, you know, playing on WOXY. And if you don't listen to WOXY.com, check it out. Check out a lot of online radio. I listen to Zilstein out of Holland, I do believe, every once in a while. It's interesting. There's quite a few mainstream songs and artists on there, but then they also they really switch it up. It's really a good mix. And it's all in Dutch, so, well, at least when they're talking and doing little liners in between songs, and you don't know what they're saying, unless you understand Dutch, which, I'm from Iowa, and the chances of that are, yeah, really, really slim. So, I barely know enough Spanish to save my life, yet alone the fact that I'm half Mexican, but I've lived in Iowa all my life, so you expect me to know Spanish? Doesn't work that way. You don't just know it because it's in your blood. I probably could pick it up pretty easily, though. I hear my grandma talk, or speak enough Spanish, and, anyway. Keep on rolling, just a few different things before we play the last track of this episode of Radio Zoom. Definitely, like I said at the beginning of the podcast, find some way to contribute to the New Orleans situation. Not just New Orleans, but, Louisiana, Mississippi, and just general area affected by Hurricane Katrina. Like I've said, you never know when it'll be your turn. And if you contribute now, you reap the benefits later. And interesting note, Iowa now has 513 evacuees. Don't get me started about this whole PC debate of evacuees versus refugees. But, there's 513 evacuees now in this state. And a lot of them say they're not going back. And I say, get ready for winter, because it gets really, really cold here. And play this last track by one of my new favorites, and I guess I kind of ignored my friend Rebecca, who tried to tell me about this band originally, because they're from her hometown area. They call Vancouver, British Columbia, home, and I've kind of fallen in love with the New Pornographers. I can't help it. And it helps that they have Nico Case, just because she's way, way awesome. I really, really enjoy their stuff, and they are on a mad tour, not only hitting Canadian locations and dates. They're all over New York, then, of course, into Victoria, BC, Vancouver, BC, but then Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, LA, Salina Beach. Tucson, Arizona, Denver, Lawrence, Kansas, St. Louis, Missouri, Newport, Kentucky, Kalamazoo, Michigan. That's fun to say. Kalamazoo. Then up to Toronto, Montreal, Boston, New York, Philly, Washington, D.C., Carrboro, North Carolina. Hopefully I'm saying that right. Atlanta, Georgia, Nashville, Chicago, Madison, Wisconsin, Minneapolis. They're all over. And if you get a chance, if you're in those areas, I really recommend that you check them out. This is off of their latest album, Twin Cinema. There isn't a track on this album that I don't enjoy. And I'll go ahead and play this one. This is kind of one of their slower ones, but it's got Nico Case mainly on the vocals, so that's why I kind of wanted to play it. So this song is called These Are Fables. Another edition of Radio Zoom. In the can. Hopefully you're well. Check you later. And adios.
In coral and gray, in submarine chamber, one day it swam for the light. The jewels that live, the cities that float there, cities in circles drawn perfect, complete. Holding the secrets on
my street, my street, my street.
So come and play the song of the siren. It's commonplace. You hear the voice rise in one wave, then crash on your doorstep. Making the circle here perfect, complete. These are the fables on my street. Ten thousand dancing girls kicking cans across the sky. No reason why. Why ask? Prepare yourself for the call of the wild. You found this child, so lay his head. And one way back, from back to the river.
Zoom Podcast is a product of the Autohertz.net weblog. Send all your thoughts and comments to john@autohertz.net. You can also check out more on the web, autohertz.net. Radio Zoom.